Listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Stay tuned. Clubhouse Radio is next. And stay tuned. Tonight we go live to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill sometime after 8 o'clock with Live Skull, the Giraffes, and Sky Furrows. On the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported solar-powered radio for open ears.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Shamani.
And today we have a great show for you today. We have a nice, lovely guest coming around halfway through the show, Miss Badilla. You know her. And if you don't, she'll introduce herself. She's lovely. She's been working with us for a long time now. She's a great person, and she's going to talk about an event that she's had going on. But until then, we're going to do a little bit of a mini game called Song Shuffle, where we both play a song, in each category. And the category can be like pop, rock, rap, or it can be something more a little bit open-ended, like sad or happy, you know? It's a song that makes you feel a certain way.
Oh, man, we should have done a wheel again.
We should have done the wheel.
Should have done a wheel again.
That's okay. You know, I can pull up a wheel in one song, please.
All right, cool.
For the first one, let's pick the category.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors? Do who picks first?
Yeah, sure.
Right, cool.
Make sure to say it, too, for the audience. Right. Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Scissors.
Ooh. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Well played. Okay, so to lighten the mood, I feel like we should go with... I think we went with sad.
Really?
Last time.
Yeah.
So...
I thought that's what you were going to go for.
I kind of want to go with trippy.
Trippy?
Trippy.
Okay, okay.
Ready? I didn't change these. I apologize.
Oh, you're really?
But 3, 2, 1...
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
I got you. 12. DJ. Shah. Money.
And today, we have a lovely show for you. We're doing a little bit of a song shuffle, a music mix, if you will.
Music mix.
So we each have a different category. That one was just trippy, you know, like your mind state.
Yeah.
A lot of them are open-ended. So, with that being said, I think it's time to go into the next category.
All right.
And since you won last time, I'm going to pick into sad. I want to get it out of the way so we can end with happy.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to depress you guys.
All right.
And that's why I'm doing this now.
So.
With that being said.
All right, wait, you're, okay. Do you want to do another rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
All right, you're going to win,
because apparently you just know my rock, paper, scissors move.
All right. Here we go, okay. Wait, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but hold on. I will do that. Okay, yeah, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Damn. Okay.
So with that being said, we're going to tune into...
All right. I feel bad for, you know, kicking your butt all this time. So I will...
You just wanted... Wow, I see
how it is. I guess I'll pick your song.
You just wanted to win.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that being said, we're going to tune into Turning Out Part 2.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
I am not chosen or that unique. Honestly, you were and you chose me. All of these choices messed me up. Is this how it feels to be blue? You said you'd love me no matter what. You said you'd love me, is that what I loved? All of these choices messed me up. And everyone's mean except you. I think I probably wasn't in love with you. I think I probably loved the idea of you. And though I may be missing the feel of you, I think I probably wasn't in love with you. I said it cause I no longer wanna hurt. I said it back to you cause you said it first. And though I may be wishing it wasn't true, I think I probably wasn't in love. I wasn't in love with you. I was too worried how we'd end up. I wasn't looking and you grew up. Now I'm here writing this dumb song. I can't even tell you the truth. I think I probably wasn't in love with you. I think I probably loved the idea of you. And though I may be missing the feel of you, I think I probably wasn't in love with you. I said it cause I no longer wanna hurt. I said it back to you cause you said it first. And though I may be wishing it wasn't true, I think I probably wasn't in love. I wasn't in love with you. This is gonna break your heart. I'm so sorry. All this is gonna break your heart. I'm so sorry, yeah, I know. This is gonna break your heart. Is this all that life's about? Trying to love how you turn out. I don't love it much at all. I don't love it much at all.
$1,000 hospital bill? I have good health insurance.
I wanna take you somewhere, so you know I care, but it's so cold and I don't know where. I brought you daffodils on a pretty string, but they won't flower like they did last spring. And I wanna kiss you, make you feel alright. I'm just so tired to share my nights. I wanna cry and I wanna love, but all my tears have been used up on another love, all my tears been used up on another love, all my tears have been used up on another love. Another love, all my tears have been used all.
Good morning, America.
No, that's not Good Morning America, but it is Good Afternoon Clubhouse.
Good evening, you know. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXEA for Catskill and Hudson. I just set a speed timer, you know, wavefarm.org. One more time, wavefarm.org. And today, we're doing a song shuffle. And what would you rate my song? Out of 10. Oh, by the way, I am DJ Cola, and...
You do this when I don't have my sound effect up. Why? DJ Somebody.
Why would you rate that song to I think I would rate yours a solid 7 out of 10. I could see myself adding that to a sad playlist.
Yeah, fit like... I give it like a 7, a 6? 7.5. I'll give it a 7.5, yeah.
Okay, so with that... being said, we have another guest for you today.
She'll be coming. Or she should be coming. She should be in here. 3, 2, 1. She has to push the door. Yeah! Good,
our
let's see. See, we were just talking about you. Waiting your arrival. Let's see now. Yeah, my apologies. Now let's see what mic you are. That one.
Rewrite this,
All right.
I don't want to have it where I'm going far, far, far into something that I have great and very strong feelings about, and I want to be understood that I don't want to disrespect other people's wish to honor and celebrate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's more to this than, you know, yes, have, you know, celebration and party is Juneteenth. This is really a very...
Yeah.
It's celebrating something that should never have happened. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's what I want to do. Give me a few minutes to read this. I got
you. Ready whenever.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I can't. I don't hear myself.
Oh, you don't hear yourself. That's because
I have not been turned.
The headphones are all turned down.
Can you hear that now?
Hello?
You should be able to hear that.
Can you hear me in yours?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, now I can.
All right, yeah, there it is. All right.
Okay, hold on. Hello. Oh, it sounds even louder than I had
anticipated. Yeah, I'm sorry, I turned it up.
No, I like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I like the tenets of my voice.
How would you say your day is?
My day is going very well, in fact, you know, because I have been able to accomplish some of the things I needed to do to get... in order for my summer program at the clubhouse to come through. I've been able to confirm some engagements, some trips, some workshops, like at Art Omai.
Yeah.
That expressive ceramics workshop.
Mm.
We're going to be doing that. And we're going to be going to the Alvin Ailey performance at the library. We have, was it Libra? We have a performance coming on at PS21, playing a Libra. I mean, there's just so much happening, and I'm able to, you know, coordinate where we can get the kids to come out and enjoy many, many, you know, options of entertainment, of art, of just celebrating nature, being outside, hiking.
Especially during the summer.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Love hiking.
And I'm inviting them to things that I like to do, hoping they enjoy it too, and it seems like they're liking it. Yeah, horse riding and care.
Ooh.
We have quite a few things going on.
I wouldn't mind horse riding. Horse riding sounds fun.
It is. And horse is my spirit animal.
Really?
I really vibe with their carriage, their tendency, their grace, their charm, their elegance. And then, you know, they actually have emotional representations like they cry like we do.
Really?
Yeah. In France, I learned that they, you know, they eat horse meat in France. It's common.
Wow.
And when they're taken to the slaughterhouse, they cry. That made me, I don't even eat meat, but if I did, I would not eat a horse. Just good.
Yeah. Right?
It's too aligned with how I feel, so. But, I mean, we could talk more, but I want to be able to share this. You know, Juneteenth is a great event. I've been coming to these events celebrating Juneteenth and have had things to say that I don't know whether people agree or align with it, but frankly, I have some reflections about how it's being treated so much as a national holiday, but what else? What is being done for the people for whom this holiday is acknowledging, and why is it that we're still in some of the situations that we've been found in even before?
Yeah.
You know, even since Reconstruction. So I have a prepared statement so that I don't vibe off too far and have the tangents, which would keep me here for hours.
Yeah.
Because I have such a lot of idea about it. So if I may, I'll read from this prepared statement, and I hope I don't take up too much of your time. And to all those who are listening, understand this is my Badila, who loves, honors, and respects us as global citizens, which means I see everybody as the humanity. And I do not believe that no matter where I go in the world, I see beauty, I see wonder, marvel, and I cannot imagine that we were put here to suffer. And so my reflections correspond to someone who knows and believes in love.
Yeah.
And human beings' ability to find that path where we will really realize who we are in this family of people. Hello. This is my Badila. I would like to share reflections on the celebration of Juneteenth. And before I begin, please accept my respect for all those who recognize this national holiday with joyful festivities. This is expected. However, I do have strong feelings concerning the overwhelming regard for this as a happy occasion. In effect, on June 19, 1865, when the regiment of black soldiers came to Texas and found their people still working the plantation, they compelled their commanding officer to share the truth of their liberation, which had been kept from them deliberately, denying them their freedom, which had been declared over 2 years prior. This means they were forced to endure the horror, the atrocities, the shame and disgrace of horrible living under the bondage of chattel slavery for over 2 more years. When this is known not to be in effect.
Yeah.
I take this opportunity to voice my deep disappointment with the manner the condition of life for black people has not evolved in keeping with this celebratory atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Actually, the disproportionate number of black people struggling to get through day-to-day survival here and elsewhere.
Yeah.
Albeit many efforts made. Is evidence, and I have come to realize that till this day, we are not given the full measure of citizenship we should. It is obvious when recognizing that voting rights, won after much resistance in the 60s, have been all but revoked through zoning and redistriction of neighborhoods. It's designed to disenfranchise black people. It was not by accident. Yeah. Africans in America are still persecuted just because they exist and are black.
Yeah.
Government programs established since Reconstruction have been corrupted so far as to favor whites, and many thriving black communities were destroyed and their inhabitants left to their own resourcefulness. Thousands were lynched just because they did prosper, or just because. Lakes. You know, there are lakes like Lake Lanier, the lakes. Yeah. There are many lakes were used to cover our towns and to chase us away. Even now, our people continue to live under the threat of being targeted by unscrupulous law enforcers. Prisons seem to replace schools as the destination preferred for us, since the higher percentage of inmates grossly represent black and brown people. Although they are not the majority of convicted offenders. We face disparity in healthcare, housing, employment, judicial equity, etc. To this day, and even with a black president serving 2 terms of office, schools still do not educate all children truthfully about history, which could acknowledge phenomenal marvels accomplished by people of antiquity. Art, cultural splendor, engineering, government, religion, alchemy, literature, architecture, and every realm of creative development caused people to thrive and evolve for millennia upon millennia, until the horrible period encompassing centuries during which they found themselves captured, kidnapped, trafficked, and then enslaved under the most despicable form of chattel slavery imaginable. This caused great wealth to accumulate in Europe, America, and other regions like Arabian countries, to the level that these economies cannot enjoy any illusion of affluence without these enslaved human beings. Africa has suffered the ravaging of 100 million of its people, and all possible evidence of its great volume of art and other evidence of measurable wonder gone. So that people on the continent don't get to see it. It's in Europe, in museums around the world. I have not even brought up the 15 million slaughtered in the Congo for refusing to accept slavery. Colonization has taken a terrible toll for decades and continues to this day. Therefore, I call upon all who can to support the appeal for reparations to be made to survivors, not only here in America, but by recognition for the loss of so many gifted and talented people, Africa as well. Also, I believe we have to realize that there's no legitimate debt to any country benefiting either directly or by proxy to the horror of slavery. Because to this moment, people are paying colonial tax and there are debts paid to those who enslaved others. Mm. Survivors should not be taxed or pay tuition in government institutions and receive a monetary compensation for the pain, suffering, anxiety, and trauma caused by this system of degradation. In closing, please accept my sincere hopes that our people will be seen as equals in the world stage and no longer be considered a liability now that we are no longer seen as a commodity for profit.
Yeah.
It is time to right historical wrongs and engage as true global citizens. And I say this with much respect. I thank you for your attention.
Yeah, that was a very lovely speech. I don't think anybody could have articulated it as well as you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying how you feel, even if people don't agree with it. And that's really what radio is about, I feel like. Getting your opinion across, seeing how you genuinely feel, and just being yourself.
How do you feel? How do you guys feel about it?
How do I feel?
I think, it's in a way, it's tragic that we have to have the holiday, but I'm also very glad that we do have it to look back on it and take it for what it really was instead of trying to hide it and sweep it under the rug like we have been for such a long time.
And this even becoming almost, people try to put that into law where you push it aside like it happened, it's past, but people are still living under the trauma of it, even though there's glory in that trauma.
Yeah,
and
with people, other things, it's like, yeah, we never forget, or like, never forget, but then with that, it's like, let's just sweep it under the rug.
Or they'll never forget one trauma, but forget that that trauma is not the only one of its kind.
Yeah. Like,
imagine how many Holocausts have happened. Belgium, 15 million, just because they would not accept slavery.
Yeah.
East Timor. I mean, all around the world, you're going to find horrific Holocausts. So I believe that everybody should acknowledge, and all of them should be remembered for the sake of not letting that happen again. And also, let us not forget that if you don't know your past, how can you truly engage
the future
and understand?
Yeah, history repeats
you won't
itself.
Exactly. You won't even know how to look at your potential for a future if you don't even know where you come from.
Yeah.
Imagine all these children all around the world who are not taught their history. How can they know that their ancestors accomplished such great things? And then I can too.
Right.
They don't have that because they're not taught that. It's important for us to let truth prevail and let the dice fall where they may. Because if you're a person in that truth who has been on the side of what has caused wrong, then it's time for you to try to make it right in your own heart, soul, repent in your spirit for the ancestors who have done the wrong. As they sometimes say, the sins of the father are visited upon the children. And it is in effect. It is true. Because to this very day, people say, well, that was over. It's all done.
Yeah,
but you're still living in the privilege of your ancestors' parents.
Yeah.
So you are still living in that vibe without considering that you're still going on.
Yeah, you don't know what you have until you lose it. And a lot of people will never lose it and realize the situation that it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thoughts on this whole thing, the whole Juneteenth thing, is I feel like we kind of took it over in a sense. Black people took it over and made it their own, not as like a celebration, but as like us starting to learn the stuff behind it. And like, so from then my generation, or our youth,
didn't go to school because, you know.
Yeah, you know, there's so many people that don't even know what, like, Juneteenth is originally celebrating. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's just a random holiday that
I don't go to school.
It was the last free, or the last unfree remaining slaves, even after America said, hey, you gotta stop this because this is clearly horrible, were freed after the war. And people are just thinking, oh, it's no major holiday, we're making it up.
Yeah, that's what an issue. But you know what? There were others who still didn't know, even after that Juneteenth. But, you know, that's not, you don't talk about every single one. But the reality is, if I can live in a place where I can be lied to and deceived and betrayed by the very government it's supposed to support me, am I truly a citizen? You see, there's a huge exodus of African people from America going back to Africa. And I'm going to be, in fact, we're going to be involved in some of that because our family is beginning to create a compound in Tanzania where we can have a respite, you know, an alternative, an option. Because when you see here, we have a nice life here. We're very well received here. We have a nice home. I have 10 children. We have 16 grandchildren, one great-grand. I have a lot to
invested here.
I don't want to go somewhere where I have to get a visa to come back and visit my children. But at the same time, there's something about the belonging that I feel every time I come off the plane in any country of Africa I visited. I look around, I can see a sea of people look like me who are not going to be, you know, targeted by police because they're black, first of all. And then even though I don't know home, I don't know the language, I don't know the culture, I don't know the customs, I don't know a lot, but I do know it's home. And I know I can go there and learn to discover how we used to be, the nature of our integrity, the nature of our whole sense of self, our pride, our morality, our condition of creativity, the sense of our core humanity. I want to learn how it used to be before we were taught to see what you can have physically, you know, monetarily, you know, materially as profit. That's the value of something. I've never been able to wrap my mind around things being more important than people. But you know, like during the time of the COVID, and there was a speech about that made by this president, Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa, who had many, many people all together from different countries, and it was about, you know, creating a different architecture for, you know, monetary, you know, disbursements and such. And considering the dollar is waning, many countries are saying, well, we don't want to be sanctioned, so they're walking away from the dollar. And what happens is that now they're saying, we are not beggars, and we're tired of being treated like beggars. And when they had the COVID epidemic, the global north bought all the vaccines and kept them to themselves and would not even allow Africa to buy them, and then leaving them in their own situation to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
That's not how humanity should operate. And then even when they created their own vaccine, because I remember in 2020, the president of Madagascar, President Rajoelina, came to Paris to present the COVID organics, which they had created, you know, which was a healing measure to a natural to cure the COVID. They refused it. They met with so much resistance. They even created vaccines. Cuba even created vaccines. It was refused. So what is the point of considering that we're global family when you see us as not really
outsiders?
Yeah. So we have to think about how we are looking at each other, how we are perceiving each other, how we are really in truth, not words, because anybody can say nice words, but in reality, in effect, what are we as a global community? It's very important. The times are really, really an urgency to acknowledge that we have to become that family of people who care about each other, or we will not survive this.
Yeah. I mean, as a wise man once said, once you, if you light somebody else's lamp, it could light the path for you yourself.
Exactly, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, with that being said, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, there are some uplifting things I'd like to talk about, because, in fact, this is an uplifting moment to see another holiday that acknowledges the African experience. But at the same time, I like to see these kind of events be commensurate with the kind of funding that's supposed to correspond to what that really means. If you realize Juneteenth is a recognition, you know what it is recognizing.
Yeah.
So consider that now it's time for, as Congressman Ronald Dillons had tried many years ago, he passed before he could see it happen, but reparations for this horror are due and should be made in effect. Not only compensation is monetary, but compensation on the matter by which some of these laws that are on the books, doesn't matter who you vote for. For me personally, I have learned that the way I see it, and I've voted for many years, but I'm looking at, it seems like we have two sides of the same coin, because neither party really stands for us. Neither party really cares about us. Neither party really has done anything
to show us true.
They want us to use, they want to use the black vote to get elected. But when you get in there, it's like, who? You know, and it's so obvious.
Who are you really for?
Yeah. They're going to support whoever pays the most to get them in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's not going to be me. So I'm not going to be on the front page of their concerns. And then I don't like the idea that you have a holiday for Dr. King, but you don't recognize him as the writer. I mean, like the real strong radical brother who talked us to realize our worth. You
like
know?
Even speaking
they
of
talk about peace, and they having dreams. This man made hundreds of speeches, had nothing to do with dreaming. He was in actuality. And then you have this holiday, Juneteenth, we celebrate the end of the lie. But what are you going to give us in recognition of that lie? And how about the hundreds of years of building an economy here that's considered a great wealthy nation? The people who are most prolific in the building of it are the least enfranchised. And around the world, around the world, it's the same way. All the minerals, gold, diamond, manganese, bauxite, uranium, lithium, everything, coltan.
Yeah, the majority of farming in our country is still unpaid labor from illegal immigrants.
Yeah, around the world, I'm saying people, black, brown people, all of color, Asian, they are receiving the bottom. But I see around where I've traveled, black African people, particularly, but black people are like the most despised on the planet and who have been given the most in terms of mineral, you know, everything everybody needs that they go there to get, but they go and steal.
You know, we take so much, but we don't want
to
give.
That's the problem. This whole thing about taking without giving. And life is supposed to be reciprocal. So if I'm going to receive, I should be willing to offer it. Just a simple common courtesy and just nice common sense. You know, it's what you're supposed to be. But there's a mentality here that's about taking as much as you can and giving the least possible. That's a very
selfish,
negative way of thinking.
It's a very selfish way.
Yeah. And it does not thrive. It doesn't make you thrive. It's a way of destruction.
Being selfish yourself is just a way to dig your own hole.
Yeah, right?
It's not healthful.
And
it's not good for your
mind. Getting other people, but you're really getting yourself the worst.
We need to get out of that. I mean, we're not going to survive. Just as a global community, we will not survive if we don't move away from that.
If everybody shared, then nobody would have to keep.
For real, the quote is, sharing is caring.
Those words still ring true.
They're so true. The simple truth is real. I mean, we have so much in abundance. You know, we waste. Farmers have been paid not to farm to keep the prices up in many places. We have to stop
that greed-based economy,
greed-based healthcare, greed-based everything we were doing that has to do with making profit has to be reassessed and recognized. Profit before people is destructive to the whole human condition. And
that's
it's
because
not correct.
That's because it's all greed. Greed runs the government. Greed runs so many other things.
We need to change that. And I'm counting on you young people, because as I'm going to be 70 next year, you're invited to my 70s party.
Greed is like a fire, you know? Since you can keep on feeding it and giving yourself more of the same thing, but that's just going to make it burn bigger and you're just going to want more after. You really got to put the fire out instead of just keep on feeding it.
You know, since we...
Exactly.
Since we're talking about Africa, right? Off topic, a little off topic.
Everything's on topic, because
like,
world community.
Like, have you thought, you know, because like this year, you know, we kind of seniors. So what about that trip? Like you went on a while back, though. you know, I'm trying to go on that trip.
That was a wonderful trip. You want to hear about Tanzania? We're going to have a celebration. Can we save some funding to do a big reception? We're going to have you all come over, probably to the Hudson Clubhouse. We're going to have food. Alima from Burkina Faso, she's agreed to cater it. And we're going to have a celebration of video. And the people who went on that trip are going to come and talk about it, because they went to Africa. I brought them there because I knew I'd been to Africa many times. My husband is from Congo. And I've seen Africa many, many times. It's been misrepresented in the mainstream news almost every time. You don't hear about gold refinery. You don't hear about the Grand Ethiopian Dam. You don't hear about electric cars, electric buses. And when they went to the mall in Dar es Salaam, it was equal to the mall in Albany. Everything, Panasonic, Samsung, everything is there. Same way. But you see a lot of brown skinned people.
I'm going to just say.
It's like it's so beautiful. And it's the food. Don't let anybody tell you Africa doesn't have food. Oh, my God.
They have wonderful food.
And I'm a foodie. You already know.
I know that.
Sheesh. I didn't want to leave. I did not want to leave.
I'm going to tell you this now. You do it again.
I'm going, but I'm going on my own. I'm bringing my son. Because the people who I was going to bring, they didn't want to go.
Don't be like that.
You want to go? You want to go in January of next year? We can talk about it.
Take me.
We can talk about it, but you got to start raising the money then. Talking to people. Because I was getting my own ticket. I'm heading out with my son to try to buy some land.
I don't got no problem buying me a ticket.
All right, well, get your ticket working, man. You go ahead. And then we're going to go there with my friend, Justa Lujwangana. She runs this place. It's her own company, woman-owned. Curious on Tanzania. Look it up, and you'll see the wonderful touring program where they have you. It's immersive. You're going to learn, you know, how to make the food. You're going to go into the forest and learn different kinds of plants that are used for healing. You're going to learn, you know, go to the university and see how beautiful the university is. Oh, my God, the new library. If you go to Africa,
that just sounds
in many
beautiful.
Countries, you're going to be overwhelmed with, what? Because you never
this
hear
is not
this. You
what
never
I
see
it.
Exactly.
This is not what I read.
Exactly.
Books, not what I see on the internet.
Exactly.
This is not what I thought it was being.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. And it's important to do that because for me to say it, you hear my passion. You feel that I have a lot of love for it.
Yeah.
But it's important to go and have
Doesn't
an experience
yourself.
For yourself. That way you can see, what? And then when you come back with that marvel, we had four countries represented in our entourage. We had people from Bangladesh, Haiti, Jamaica, and United States.
Ooh.
All coming back with the wow because they did not believe it. In fact, one of our young people had her 21st birthday there in Tanzania, in Zanzibar. It was nice. It's important to go.
You
just
know,
to go and have that experience yourself.
My goal is, one, I want to know about my heritage. Because I am one of those black children that don't know too much about their past. I don't know too much about my heritage. All I really know is that I'm part Haitian. Besides that, I don't know too much.
That's Africa.
Yeah, that's something I've always wanted to explore. Go to the motherland.
You gotta
see
come.
How
you got to
is.
Come. We gotta make you get over there. I'm going in January. If you want to come along, let's work it out.
I have no problem. I will.
It won't be a big group like before because that was eight of us, and the raising that was woo. And thank goodness for
pricey.
The Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene County. Shout them out because they absolutely supported us. A lot of people like the Kaisness helped us out. People like the people in True North, Lena. I mean, a lot of people came through. To make it happen, and then at the last moment we were like, I was struggling, I was stressing out for day and day trying to raise this money. Our agency came through with the rest of it, and I was like, oh yes, thank you so much. Because it had to happen. And I was taking out a loan with my friend. No, I was getting ready to go take out a loan from the bank to make sure we did not know, but they came through. And I've paid back the other loan, so it's good.
Alright, well, it's as right now. I was getting time. I just want to say thank you so much.
I'm thankful for having this opportunity. Thank you
for being on.
Thank you.
Like, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you
for being on here and saying how you feel. But as right now, my lovely people that are listening, we will shortly get back into our little, I guess, what was it called again?
You know,
music mix.
Song, music
The next song, or the next genre, I guess you could say, is pop. I think this was pop.
Yeah, for sure.
Pop, and this song is
Enjoy.
By Imagine Dragons, and it is "I Bet My Life." And we'll be back and rate the music after we come back.
Bye.
3, 2, 1.
Bye.
See ya.
So much.
I took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down. Down tonight. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting up on me. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke you down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all the years. So why?
wildest dreams, would I come running home to you? I've told a million lies, but now I tell a single truth. There's you in everything I do. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke you down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all the years. So why? I'm wrong, I've walked that road before and left you on your own. And please believe them when they say that it's left for yesterday and the records that I play. Please forgive me for all I've done. So why?
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Shouldn't do, but you dance, dance. stop them. I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
Right.
I can't stop the
House Radio Broadcasting at 90.7 FM, WGXE Acre Catskill, Hudson, WayFarm.org. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined by
DJ Shaw Money.
We got a surprise last minute guest as well, you know, double guest show.
No, today. We don't.
No, what?
No, we don't. No, I'm playing. Yes, we do.
Bro, I thought you were
serious. Nah, you guys know who it is. It's DJ Popcorn, man. I'm back in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's not back good. Forever. He's not back forever. He just, he just came to look for me.
Yeah.
He came for look for me because, you know, I'm his pops.
What?
But, like, besides that, you know.
My dad is at home sleeping.
Yeah, I know father's sleeping. I know this. Yeah. But, like, yeah. I was saying, you know, he came looking for me because, you know, I'm a goat. But, you know, like I said. Wait, put those on. You should put those on because you know.
Oh, he doesn't.
We have a new soundboard. We got some new cool effects, you know. Because you want to know why?
What's up?
I'm the goat.
No, you're not.
I'm really. Wait, hold on, I got you. I'm really, Himothy.
Yeah, ooh. Still that was still so unconvincing.
No. What do I have to throw?
You got to put more confidence in
Himothy.
No. That just sounds like you're in an empty.
You may
hallway.
Be Shahi, but you're really not Shahim today.
Wow.
Jeez, he just put you down, man. That was bad. He just
you know. Besides that, you know. No. I'm getting jumped here. But like, you know, as of right now, we're getting to the end of our show. I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I hope Todd and Timmy are listening.
Make sure you're staying hydrated. You know, water is the key to happiness.
Word. So what are your two random names for the day that you are shouting out?
Jack and Jill.
Okay.
Hopefully they're
wow,
listening.
Wow, that's under... really,
what?
Did you really just shout out like a book?
No.
Like, you just shouted out like a movie, buddy.
Fine. Jill and Jack.
Cool. Like, Brody's just said Jack and Jill. Like, everything was sweet. Nah.
I hope you're listening on the show. On your way to get a pail of water, you know.
You know, honestly.
The key is to stay hydrated. See, I looped it back in.
That your grandma's cat, dog, shampoo bottle, snail, pet bat, the cat and the mouse, Tom
the
and Jerry.
And
bro, what?
And Mr. Piccolo is listening.
Oh, definitely Mr. Piccolo. Shout out to Mr. Piccolo.
Look, see, you don't know none of this happening. You've been here. You've been gone for a while. You don't even know the outro no more. That's different.
What's up with
you
this?
You feel me? We different here.
I'm seeing this.
You feel me? So, honestly.